friends, but I'll bring that song back to you from the gorge. I'll bring that song to you back from the gorge. Down in the gorge, you can find me down in the gorge. Down in the gorge, you can find me down in the gorge.
Sam, you want to introduce this next one while we do our instrument swap?
Sure. So this is a little tune that Edward, as we're calling him, and I penned one or two some odd years ago under the moniker of Sacred Corpse. So if you want to hear it, that's what you got to look up. It's not under the Edward Glenn banner. The song is called 49, and it's pretty good. So I hope you like it.
Yeah, if you want to find it, it's on our website, edwardglenn.com, but it's hidden. So it's in very, very small text. I hid it in the bottom of a page, along with another, shall we say, hidden, hideable album of mine, which may or may not be an anti-SeaWorld anthem collection. So both of those, if you're interested in anti-SeaWorld music or this song, you can find them at edwardglenn.com along with all of the music that we're playing here and a bunch of other music as well. So edwardglenn.com, go there. I made the website. I had an absolute blast doing it. It's been a lot of fun. All right. This one's called 49.
Is this me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what's coming now.
Thanks, guys. That one was a little rough, but that's okay. All right. This next one is called Hot Soap. And usually we ask the audience participants. You know what? I am going to ask the audience to participate. So wherever you are, we're going to do a thing where we go like this. Hot soap. And you guys have to, wherever you are, I don't care if you're in public. I don't care if you're listening to this at the train station. You have to say hot soap when we do that. All right? I will know if you don't. Okay? So we're going to do like this. Hot soap. All right. Everybody, we're going to try it all together, okay? All right, ready?
Hot soap! Your skin is hot like the pavement. Carry me to right here in your bed. Crashed against your frame, wet and naked. My arms wrap around you, pressing you closer to me. Protruding from your spine, and so I start to play and sing.
time do we got? 11:10. Nice. Okay, we have till when? All right. Sick. This next one we didn't write. This one is a song that was written by our very good friend Aiden Leach, who lives in New York City, and his friend, my friend Harry Bonsai Florist, who lives in Los Angeles. This song is called Drag Me, and you can hear it on Spotify over at A, like the letter A, dot Leach, spelled like the animal. So please go check him out. He rules. He's a fantastic musician and a wonderful friend, and we've been on tour together, and it was sick. So anyway, this song's called Drag Me. Retrace your steps to my house. I already erased you. I'm not gonna track you down. In my place, I leave you an ugly perversion of myself, the one that you brought back out. I'm here now. I'm here now. And there you go and drag me straight back down. I'm here now. I'm here now. And there you go and drag me. Is this really what you want? It's another war. It's just in my blood. That's on my couch. It's in my DNA. Is this really what you want? Cut that deck that's dealt to us. I can see right through your bluffs. Let's just play another one. You kill for sport, but I'm not prey. It's all for naught. It's your drag me straight back down. Songs except this last one, so yeah, sick. All right, cool. We have one more. This last one. Thanks so much for having us, guys. This has been sweet. We love Medford, Massachusetts. We love Tufts. Shout out WMFO. This is sweet. So last plug before we play. We are Edward Glenn. We are a rock band from here. And we have social media. We have Instagram at Edward_Glenn_. Glenn is spelled G-L-E-N. We are on TikTok, Edward_Glenn_band. We are on Bandcamp, edwardglenn.bandcamp.com. We are on the internet at large at just edwardglenn.com. I highly recommend you peruse the website. I spent a lot of time making it. It's a lot of fun. You can find all the music that we've played for you tonight there in those places. We're on Spotify, Edward Glenn. Anyway, it's been a blast. Our next show is May 4th at the Rockwood Music Hall with Addison Chase, his album release. And we're very excited to play there. Yeah, so this has been a blast, guys. We love you. However many of you are listening, thanks so much. Goodbye, Airwaves. This last song is called Longfellow Bridge. It's our hit single. Tufts Radio. We've been Edward Glenn. We're from Boston, Massachusetts. We play shows around here all the time. You can catch us in a basement, in a bar, anywhere you find music, including the very air. We're on the internet. We're in just out there on the street. We love you. Thank you so much. Good night.
Try We'll be right back. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.9 WMFO in Medford. And so we just heard the I Want You with Some Psychics. Before that, You Got It, brand new track from Stompbox. Just put out like yesterday or something. And before that, Trench Coats from Cold Expectations. And then before that, we heard a fantastic live set from Edward Glenn, who are back here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey.
Hello.
What's going on?
Great set.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was trying to look at the, like, try to steal guitar licks. I was trying to look through the window, but I think I'm going to have to go see a live show to do that.
Please do.
Yeah. It's pretty good guitar playing, well, if I do say so.
Sam Eastman.
It would be nothing without the foundation that I play it over, so.
Fair enough.
He's too humble.
Wasn't that guy talking about Holdsworth or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was me.
It sounded kind of like if Steely Dan needed a touring player, you could probably just show up.
Well, I love the Dan, so yeah. I appreciate that quite highly.
You have to, like, know chord changes to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you gotta know some
definitely.
Notes and some chords.
A couple notes, a couple chords.
Really, thank you, yeah.
How to hold the thing.
Right.
That helps.
So how do you guys feel after playing?
Good. That was fun. Yeah. We, you know.
It's always a little, you know, weird doing a last minute show, because we just got hit up about doing this earlier today, so it's always a little, like, teetering, but, you know, I think with what we did, I think it turned out great.
Yeah.
That's how actual rock and roll happens.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
You're just standing right there, and sometimes...
There was definitely some rock and roll going on. But, yeah, we had... I had a lot of fun. Yeah, it was a sweet opportunity. It's really cool to play live and hear yourself so clearly.
Yeah.
You know, that's like the first time I've heard one of Sam's solos in so long, because, you know, we're playing
and for me your vocals too.
True. Yeah, no, it's being able to hear clearly is really nice, but also it's a blessing and a curse, because live mistakes, you know, get swept under the rug of the moment, but on the radio, if you make a mistake, it's like extremely glaring.
Yeah, it's right in your ear.
Yeah, man.
You know what? It was fun.
Yeah,
that's
it
where
was
the
fun.
Human soul comes from.
Right. Yeah. So
you can always just, you know, during sound check, you can ask for, can we give like a more muffled sound?
So good in reverb.
Can maybe the air conditioner be louder?
It's true. That's true. But
could we get more of like a saturated ambient?
Yeah, totally. We definitely beat our last radio live session, which was WXPL in Fitchburg, which was that was in 2018, and I was the only member of this band who was there, and we just played so badly, and it's all up on YouTube. You can find it. I don't recommend that you do, but you can.
5 years of growth, really.
Yeah, 5 years of growth. Definitely, we messed up less. And also, that show, I forgot my amp, which is just insane. And I was playing guitar at the time, and I the only amp they had was a Line 6 Spider.
So you had
the greatest amp of all time. Yeah. So it was a huge improvement over my amp at the time. But yeah, no, it sounded very
bad. That's nothing like losing your drum key and then just not being able to, you know, do anything.
True. Right. Yeah, exactly. Drums. True. Yeah, it's like, I guess we'll just go home.
They're going to sound like store-bought condiments if you have no drum key.
That's true. But yeah, so... yeah, no, we're definitely improving.
When's the next show you guys are?
We are playing May the 4th at Rockwood Music Hall with Addison Chase. It is his album release. Some of our listeners may know him from the band Dress for the Occasion, who were active in New Hampshire. Oh God.
They
wear those stupid T-shirts with the the fake tuxedo.
They don't wear dresses.
They'd be sick if they did. They probably did at some point, but yeah, they were like, they were like rockabilly. They had like rockabilly fans, even though they themselves were not super like rockabillied out. Like they're like Dress for the Occasion fans have like the crazy like pompadour and like the like leather and all that. It's crazy. It's super
cool. So are you jealous of their fandom?
I mean, I'm jealous of any fandom, but they're cool. So like if they had worn dresses, that would not have nobody would have batted an eye. But yeah. So anyway, so that's our next show, May 4th. And then after that, we have some shows. We have like a run of shows in June. And I think that's everything we've got booked right now. We're trying to take it easy and play not a show every single week, which we were doing for a little while, and it sucked.
Well, yeah, sometimes venues will complain if you're playing too many shows.
Definitely. Like mm-hmm. And so will your bandmates, as a matter of fact.
And so will your fans who never show up.
Yeah, who don't come because you're playing all the time. Yeah. So, yeah, we're trying to rein it in and play less, but, you know. Yeah, less is more when you don't have any fans. So that's us.
All right, I think we need to tone down the self-deprecation.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have 100 monthly listeners. Many of them are in other countries. So you know, yeah. That like you can tire 65 Bostonians out pretty fast. Shout out Germany. We've got 2 listeners in Germany. We have 1 extremely diehard listener in Greece, which is sweet. And a couple in Canada. We got some England. Yeah, you know.
I was just talking with Joel earlier, and I was like, if I was going to start out in music, I would just focus on like touring in Europe.
Yeah,
Joel has experience doing that, and he thought it was great.
Totally, I would love to do that. That would be super, super
like,
fun.
Supposedly they like music, and like Americans are exotic to them.
Yeah, totally. I can see that.
It's true.
One time I played a show with a landowner. Shout out landowner. They're from Amherst or something. And they had done a European tour, and they had, I think, focused on like sort of Central Europe. And you know, those the people of the Netherlands and Germany and Denmark and stuff are you know, typically very sort of reserved and not, you know, not big dancers, not big like outward emotive people in general. And so these guys play like punk rock. And so they were really alarmed because the crowds would just like stare at them for the whole show. And so like their first couple sets, they were like, oh my God, like Copenhagen hates us. Like we gotta get out of here. So they would end their set. Like the first time they ended, they're like, all right, guys, like, you know, we're gonna get off. And people were like, no, like, we love some music, like, stay. And you know, they were really enjoying themselves. They just weren't behaving like we would think they should.
They were moshing on the inside.
Oh, exactly. So they learned that, you know, they could play a show and nobody would move, and then after, everyone would be like, oh my God, that was amazing, and buy shirts and whatnot. But so that would scare the living daylights out of me if I was playing to a crowd that went, you know, if they just stare at you, oh my God, it's horrible. But I'd do it anyway.
That makes me wonder like what it was like when Johnny Cash played in prison.
Yeah.
but he had Jesus with him, so he was fine.
Yeah, I wonder.
That's true. Well, those guys seem to love him.
Oh yeah. Dude, if I was in prison and somebody played a show, I don't care who it is. That would be incredible. Just to not do the same thing every day, that'd be sweet. So anyone, you heard it here first. If I go to jail and you're thinking about touring to my jail, please, please come. I will get my whole cell block out to your show for sure, without a doubt.
All right. Thanks a lot, Edward Glenn.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Great
time. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
And I will have to go see you guys play live to check out the if I can steal any of the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Guitar,
oh, yeah.
Licks.
They're, well, yeah, and,
they're available.
Yeah. Find them on the internet. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Come and Go from Plumeray. Before that, When I'm in Pain from Mellow Bravo. Before that, Some Psychics from The I Want You. And before that, brand new track, You Got It, from Stompbox. I think it was out, released yesterday or something, or today. And then before that, Trench Coats from Cold Expectations. Now we're going to hear something from Gentleman Hall.
Beyond the horizon, there's a storm in